Hey everybody, how you doing?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. That there's Rhonda. If you don't know who Rhonda is, you're missing out. She's my girl. The OG girl has been around. Man, we've been together a long time, haven't we, Rhonda? Yeah, I think 15 years? How long have I got her? I think I got her when I was 22, maybe. 15 years I've had that guitar. She's been around the world with me. Man, I love that guitar. Anyway, how are you all doing? How was your weekend? I hope you guys had a great weekend. It's another week living on this planet, right? Isn't it? It's a good time to be alive. Oh, the UFO is not. I'm sorry, UFO. Please let me put you into your position. Sometimes it's a little difficult. It gets a little feisty when I. Okay, I got it. All right, let's do a little preemptive spin. It's not the same show without the UFO spinning, right? And also, I don't know if you noticed, the globe here is also not spinning. Let's get that bad boy spinning a little bit. I can artificially spin the globe. There we go. You guys recognize this globe? This is brings back memories here. Of course, the globe is from the original set of the Timcast IRL show, which I found some of it in a box, and I was like, ooh, yes, I'm going to appropriate this globe onto my set here. Someone just said it was fun watching Adam terrorize Az yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. So I did a stream with Quarter Black Garrett and Az, heel versus babyface. I was streaming on Twitch. They were streaming on YouTube, and we had a good time. We were adventuring, and then we got done with the final boss in Valheim. And I started terrorizing Az, and it was glorious. I had a lot of fun. If you missed it, it was a really fun time. I'm sure you can find, I think both of them have posted it onto YouTube. And then, of course, you can check out my Twitch stream, and if you want to check out me giving them a lot of grief. I was definitely griefing him. It was a lot of fun. I was crying. That's how much I was laughing. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed it if you did check it out. So, welcome to the show. I guess we might as well start, as I always do, saying you can send anything you would like to me. I've got a lot of cool things around my studio that people have actually sent in. You can also send me an envelope, a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you stickers. All right, that's the whole reason I'm doing this. Please send in, this is my P.O. Box down here at the bottom, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. If you would like to have a sticker on me, you also, I don't know if you noticed, I have a nice Krigler coffee mug behind me. We actually just started offering these mugs from my coffee shop, kriglercoffee.com. Check out the coffee. You can actually buy some coffee and a mug, get a little bit of a discount. It's such a nice coffee mug, really feels really good in your hand, made in the USA. I love it. Love it a lot. Today, we're going to be talking about the border. Now, Biden's administration claims it's not an issue. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. We're good. And it's a load of hoo-hoo, if you will. And it's crazy. And we're going to be talking about the volcano that's going off in Iceland. It's pretty cool. We got, they basically have a party going on, and just kind of like the preamble to that, and then maybe what we can expect in the future. And then I want to talk about some space stuff. I said life in space, and it's not necessarily life per se, but it is stuff that they've didn't think they were going to find, they've found. Organic material. I have two different articles, both are very interesting because they're alluding to the fact that there could be life in space. It's pretty interesting. Pardon me. Get a little bit of water. Yeah, so welcome to the show. Let's get into it. All right. First, we're going to talk about the border. My goodness. Biden's DHS chief says the border is secure and closed as crossings surge. Let's see what he says here. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says on Fox News Sunday that the Biden administration is encouraging families not to send their migrant children along dangerous border. He falsely claimed the border was secure and even blamed the record surge of migrants on the Trump administration. Okay. Red flag right off the bat, right? What we are seeing, this is a quote from him, what we are seeing is a result of President Trump's dismantlement of the safe and orderly immigration processes that were built over many, many years by presidents of both parties, said Mayorkas. And continues, that's what we are seeing. That's why it's taking time for us to execute our plans to administer the humanitarian claims of vulnerable children. That's what this is about. This is the truth. Let me tell you the truth of the matter. This is really what's going on. Honestly, truthfully, you're wrong. All right, President Trump, he was stopping illegal immigration. Okay, that's what he was all about. He was fine with legal immigration. Legally, you can come into this country and become a citizen. Legally, totally cool with it. Not once did he say anything against legal immigration. It was against illegal immigration. And that's actually what the border wall was about. I actually have, what's this? Oh, this is an article written not 5 days ago. How Trump got control of the border. Because he did. That wall actually works. Huh. Just look at this. In a few months, if it hasn't already, President Trump's legacy at the border is going to look much better, even to skeptical observers. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that, because they really, really can't stand that man. Am I right? Yeah. My goodness. Check this out. As the Biden administration unwinds Trump's policies, a new migrant crisis builds. It is becoming increasingly clear that the Trump team arrived at an approach that after fits and starts worked. Counter to the image of the administration taking a blunderbuss approach to everything related to immigration, the push at the border was a thoughtful, creative, and well-coordinated effort across the government agencies and between sovereign countries. It is worth revisiting because understanding how it came about and the reason that it has made such a difference underlies the mistake that Biden is now making. No matter how much his officials and allies want to deny it and shift blame, because they certainly are. This guy's trying to claim that the border is secure and closed? No. We've got an incredible uptick of people surging over the border. Thousands of people a day just coming across the border. Why? Because Biden said, I'm reading countless articles about, well, would you have come during Trump? No way. The border was closed. Well, why are you here? Because Biden made it seem that we could come and become legal citizens. Not only that, here's a PolitiFact. This is posted by Ryan Savage. You may not have stayed in a hotel in the past year, but illegals arriving since Biden inauguration, they get to stay free of charge. Mostly false. Is it? Is it, though? Check this out. Yep, the Biden administration has awarded $86 million contract for hotel rooms near the border to hold around 1,200 migrant family members who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. So before I get into the camps, now Project Veritas blew this up, and I'm about to go over their what they have uncovered. Not only is there a problem down there, but the taxpayers' money are actually going towards giving these people, welcome to a welcome spot. Here, have a nice hotel. You know, you cross the border illegally. It's all right. Have a nice hotel room. Check us out. Project Veritas, man. They're blowing this up. You know, I got to just say, how is Project Veritas, which for all I know, it's not the biggest news team, right? It's successful. They're making moves and it's working. But my goodness, where is the mainstream media, man? Why can't they handle this kind of stuff? Look what they've done. They get aerial videos, all right? Project Veritas obtains never-before-seen images inside Texas detention facility. Illegal immigrants are cornered in tight spaces and wrapped in space blankets on the floor. Well, they're emergency blankets. You can see them. They're kind of like, they look like aluminum foil, but what it is, it's an emergency blanket. My goodness, it's insane. I'll just skip right to it here. They released a bombshell video today displaying never-before-seen photos inside a detention facility near the U.S.-Mexico border where illegal immigrants are concentrated in tight spaces and wrapped in space blankets. A source reached out to Project Veritas and explained the conditions that these migrants face on a regular basis while detained at the facility. These photos were taken within the last few days. There are 8 pods with 8 cells each in the facility. At any given moment, there is an average of 3,000 people in custody here, the source said. They, meaning the illegal immigrants, are separated by age and physical size depending on room. 50 were COVID positive in these cells over the last few days. There have been multiple sexual assaults, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies, they said. Customs and Border Patrol completed the construction of this 185,000-square-foot facility in Donna, Texas, just over a month ago. It was designed to house hundreds, if not thousands, of migrants on a daily basis that come into the U.S. illegally. According to a CBS report, nonprofit lawyers who conduct oversight of these migrant detention facilities have been impeded by the CBP from going inside or even seeing photos of the conditions. Project Veritas is offering a previously unseen glimpse into these conditions, which have been kept secret from the public. Project Veritas founder and CEO James O'Keefe visited the Donna detention facility late last week and was asked to leave the location by the facility's staff. A staff member alleged the location was private property and journalists needed to keep their distance. Project Veritas team members that accompanied O'Keefe were in Donna, were able to record footage outside the facility before being asked to leave. The team subsequently obtained additional footage of the facility that was recorded in a flyover of the location. Further complicating the situation at the border, a new Project Veritas insider working within the Department of Homeland Security leaked documents warning of a Central American-based caravan headed to the United States. The leaked documents states that in the days leading up to March 30th, and should a caravan form, CBP personnel in the region will work closely with and maintain constant communications with CBP partners, including ICE, as well as local security and immigration agencies. The Biden administration has continuously denied that there was an ongoing crisis at the border and claims that the situation is under control. Project Veritas is still on the ground in Texas to expose corruption and wrongdoing as it appears. It appears once authorities learned we had these photos, they finally gave press access inside to scoop us. We're happy that our actions broke the rumored gag order. Look at these photos. These people are slammed in, sleeping on the ground. This is, okay, it's not technically cages. I guess they could rip out of this. But what is this? This looks like, I mean, like a morgue. This looks like, this is ridiculous. And I've got more photos. This is over on the Daily Mail. Check this out. These are all these kids slammed in here. These people are, this is not comfortable. Oh man. And Jen Psaki, she's going, this is not a crisis because all of the people that came here came from terrible places. Okay? Does that mean we're just going to take in everybody that comes here illegally? Look, I have nothing against legal immigration. I mean, this country was founded on like a bunch of people coming here, right? Yeah, you can argue about the things that were done to make that happen, but here we are now, okay? And these people are coming across the border, sending their kids over. All right. I saw pictures of people just popping kids over a wall. Like, boom. All right, cool. We're in the States. We're good. This is a problem. Let's see. She said Monday that the disturbing images of the cramped conditions inside migrant overflow tent in Texas showed what the Biden administration has said all along. The border facilities are not a place for children. No, they're not. They're not a place for illegal immigration either. You guys are setting up these things because you knew that this was going to happen. They're wearing Let Us In Biden t-shirts that are fresh and clean. that they got somehow at the border. I just don't, you know, when are we going to recognize that Trump actually had it right? He had it right. Let me pull up this video.
I'm on the ground in Donna, Texas. If you want to take a look at this facility right here, to your left, that is the Border Patrol tent facility. Stands right behind me. Just a month ago, Customs and Border Patrol agents completed the construction of that facility. It's a 165,000 square foot facility. And we have never seen images inside this facility before. They won't even allow the nonprofit lawyers who conduct the actual oversight of these immigration detention centers to go inside. Nobody has seen photos inside of this place.
Check us out.
Until now.
So he
50 of the
straight up gets
Office of Intelligence
bump ahead here.
Asking questions. Q&A session
to expel unaccompanied children.
Oh, this isn't the video that he straight up gets in a plane. He's like, you know what? They're not gonna let us in. We're gonna do a flyover. All right, gets in a small airplane and starts taking pictures from above. James O'Keefe, you, sir, are the hero we need. All right, not the one we deserve, but the one we need. I don't know how is that. Am I even saying it right? I don't care. We need him. We need people like James O'Keefe. That's like, I don't care. I'm gonna get to the truth. Project Truth. Project Veritas. It's rightly named, I think. It's insane, though. These people need to be held accountable. They're trying to claim that it's not a problem when it's very much a problem, okay? There's a small gap in the wall where it hasn't been completed, where it was supposed to be completed, but they halted it because of, well, Biden came in and was like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're not wasting taxpayer dollars. Oh, you're not? You mean you're actually taking that taxpayer money and instead of using it to finish the wall that would have stopped the problem that you started, that's your fault, and giving them money and taking care of them. You're setting up, I mean, they basically have a whole school system set up for these kids. They're basically a government-funded daycare now that you and I are paying for if you pay taxes, which I do. So my tax monies go towards that. I'm not okay with that. All right. I'm okay with legal immigration. Just not illegal immigration. Not okay with it. And Jen Psaki. Man, what a joke. What does that sound? That's weird. Oh, man. Yeah, I agree with you, Desiree. Anyway, sorry, some chat distracts me sometimes. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. It's a problem. I don't know what's going to happen from it because the Biden administration basically is like, yeah, it's a problem, but it's a problem we're okay with. It's not a problem because these people are leaving terrible places and coming here. Yeah, because they were basically promised that they were going to become citizens because Biden has been stating for a while, like, oh, 11 million illegal immigrants will become citizens. It's like, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, I'm over it. Let's move on. Let's talk about what's going on over in Iceland. All right, we got a big volcano going off. It's pretty cool. Check this out. Eruption in Iceland may mark the start of decades of volcanic activity. Now, I didn't know that was going to be a thing, but this is interesting. Check this out. After being shaken by 15 months, see, I didn't know this either, increasingly disruptive earthquakes, including about 50,000, that's right, 50,000 earthquakes in the past 3 weeks, Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's the way I say it, is finally experiencing the volcanic eruption that many geologists suspected was on its way. After nearly 800 years without an eruption, this southwest strip of the country has experienced lava flows that experts have said say have been a long time coming. Here is a beautiful shot of that. See if I can make it a little bit bigger for everybody. It's pretty cool. All right, let's see. On Friday, March 19th, at around 8:45 p.m. local time, molten rock breached the surface in a valley near a flat-topped mountain named Fagradalsfjall. I don't know if I say that. Fagradalsfjall? Fagradalsfjall. Yeah, let's go with that. I like that. in the region of Geldingadalur. Bear with me. 6 miles from the nearest town, incandescent spatter erupted along a crack in the earth, scorching the soil as small lava fountains illuminated the dark landscape. The eruption involves a relatively small amount of lava confined in a series of valleys, making it unlikely that any population centers will be threatened. This type of molten rock is very fluid, and trapped gases easily escape. And it's not erupting into water or ice, so it won't become especially explosive, generate a sustained ash plume, or fling any sizable volcanic blocks across the region. Scientists believe the eruption will persist for a few more days or weeks before fizzling out. But this modest eruption could mark the beginning of something bigger. Evidence from both historical accounts and ancient lava flows show that whenever this region has experienced a major uptick in seismic activity, intermittent eruptions followed for around 100 years. The signs are that it's reawakening, says David McGarvey, a volcanologist at Lancaster University. The Geldingadalur eruption therefore provides an unprecedented opportunity to study the long-term volcanic activity of southwest Iceland. Scientists are scrambling to monitor what may be the opening salvo in a series of volcanic volleys, which could provide clues about why the peninsula flares up just about once every 8 centuries. Sitting on a landward position of continuously spreading mid-Atlantic ridge, the Reykjanes Peninsula, about 17 miles southwest of capital city Reykjavik, is no stranger to earthquakes. But since late 2019, tremors have become more frequent and more energetic. Icelanders on the peninsula, particularly those in the coastal town of Grindavik, have had trouble sleeping lately due to the constant shaking. This heightened seismic activity is thought to represent a transition from a gradual opening of the rift to a considerable more dramatic phase when both sides of the peninsula are rapidly pulled apart. When a geological rift quickly pulls the land apart like this, it creates an empty space, and magma rushes up to fill it. On March 3rd, acoustic signals associated with the injection of magma into shallow crust emanated from between the mountain Fagradalsfjall in a series of fissures that erupted long ago. A new eruption seemed extremely likely, but no lava followed, and the acoustic signals vanished, says Thordberg Augustadottir. Jeez, these names. A seismologist at Iceland Geosurvey. Instead, the sheet of magma known as a dike wandering about underground for the next few weeks. A seismic activity and changing shape of the ground allowed scientists to roughly track its movements. They caught it oscillating between the northwest and southwest of the peninsula, causing cracks to appear in the earth above as it went. I call it the dithering dike, because it didn't seem to know what to do, McGarvey said. This is a scientific term, all right? This guy is the one who named it. I just think it's hilarious. It appeared to be searching, but to no avail, for a place it could breach the surface. Over the past few weeks, the seismic activity in the region declined, and most dikes cool and solidify before getting a chance to erupt. This led some scientists to suspect an eruption would not occur at all. Iceland's uppermost crust is peculiar, however, acting somewhat elastically, meaning it's a little closer to toffee than hard candy. The crust in this area can stretch a little to make room for magma, allowing the dike to infiltrate the rock just below the surface without causing violent fractures and producing those telltale acoustic signals. This stealth mode is typically for eruptions that happen along fissures, such as those along the peninsula. Scientists in Iceland had just been in the field, and all of a sudden, the ground is opening. Augustadottir says, apparently the waning seismic activity in this region, instead of being a sign of calmer days to come, could in fact be a precursor to an eruption. On March 19th, the Icelandic Meteorological Office picked up a few low-frequency earthquakes that may have come from magma moving towards the surface, but these were very subtle events. August Dottir says, with no way to know when or where an eruption would happen, local authorities continue to tell people to stay away from the fissure-riddled area. That evening, lava began erupting close to Fagradalsfjall inside Geldingadalur, a natural depression whose name means Unique Valley, possibly a reference to early settlers' practice of castrating animals in the region. After failing to find an escape hatch to the northeast or southwest, the dike apparently broke through the middle because both directions were kind of jammed, says Tobias Durig, a volcanologist at the University of Iceland. A webcam on a nearby ridge first caught sight of the lava. Coast Guard helicopter was dispatched to the site, and the pilot quickly spotted the embers of lava spitting and hissing at the sky. Lava first poured out of the meandering fissure 1,650 feet long, but over the weekend, the eruption focused its output on a single spot, building a steep, towering cauldron of freshly cooled rock. Smooth rivers of lava crept around blockier, rubble-like lava. Lava flowing at the steady pace caused the cone to suffer a few partial collapses as it flung blobs of lava across the scorched earth. The dike of magma is small, just over 4 miles long, and the eruption is confined to the valley that is surrounded by more valleys, preventing lava from escaping the area and threatening any population centers. Sulfur dioxide, a common volcanic gas, is being emitted by the eruption. However, even small quantities can irritate lungs of those with respiratory conditions such as asthma. But so far, the wind is blowing the volcanic gases away from populated areas. Scientists say one possible concern is that a new fissure could suddenly and unexpectedly open up near the current one, ambushing anyone in the area. That could easily happen, and that could happen fast, and it would not be a good place to be. I have to pop this. Check this out. This is a picture of one of the cones. This might be the main cone that they're talking about. There's a straight up party going on. People are like, I gots to see this. Look at this. They're straight up partying. And I thought it fitting that I show you that right after the scientist was like, yeah, there could be other fissures that can open up at any time, at any moment. So be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful. However, overall, scientists believe this will be a largely unhazardous eruption. Thanks to easy access to the area, researchers are throwing their entire toolbox at the eruption, seeing it as the best chance they have ever had to understand the unusual tectonics and volcanism in the region. Some have scooped up lava and rushed it to the lab, hoping to unravel the specific chemistry of the material. Durig is flown back and forth over the eruption using radar to determine how thick the lava flows are and estimate how much lava is erupting. Evgenia Lilinskaya, I don't know how to say this name right here, a volcanologist at the University of Leeds, went up to the eruption this weekend wearing a backpack full of instruments that analyzed the compounds gushing out of the fissure. It's a very special thing to get close to an eruption site, Lilinskaya says. During the eruption's beginning, she was greeted with a cacophony of booms and whooshes under her feet. It shakes you to your core, she says. This is something that's really, really powerful. You feel very small and very insignificant. I've only been in one earthquake in my life, and I was actually living in New York City, and I was sitting in my apartment. I think I was maybe playing a video game, but I remember sitting there, and I remember the wall behind me doing this, you know, just kind of like a wave kind of a vibe. And it was unnerving, that's to say the least. I was in New York City. I wasn't expecting to ever deal with an earthquake in New York City. And supposedly it traveled all the way up the East Coast from North Carolina or some sort of like big, huge like a fracking, I don't remember exactly what it was. Maybe something collapsed and it sent a shockwave up the coast. And this was maybe around 10 years ago, maybe. I don't exactly recall. Maybe 9 years ago. But it was just like this person said, you feel very small and very insignificant. And that's how it felt. Like, I felt, it gave me a little bit of a upset stomach because I was like, it was so weird that my room was waving. It was like it was waving. It was really, I was like, is that me or did that just, but then everyone seemed to have the same kind of thing. Yeah, it was crazy. Against official advice, thousands of people living in the peninsula have gathered around the eruption site, treating the ridges as an amphitheater. One group lingered for too long and then got lost looking for their cars in the dark. Someone was also caught trying to fry eggs and bacon atop the lava. That's pretty cool, though. Trust humans to be like, yeah, I'm going to go try to cook on this lava, right? I mean, that's good for that person. And I hope they didn't get in trouble. And I'm glad they didn't get... If something would have happened, I feel like I would have heard about it, but I'm glad. And it said, predictably with little success. Either way, that's kind of a great little story. You know what? Let's see what that is. See if there's some sort of picture.
Eldgosið við Fagradalsfjall hefur verið kallað skútuna sína.
En já, ég veit ekki, kannski ekki alveg svona margir.
Oh, that's how you say the name. Come on, let me see the cooker. Is this the guy cooking? Let me see if they... Oh, here's a guy with the drone. I actually have a really cool drone shot to show you guys. I guess this is just like an interview of a bunch of people that were there. Check us out, though, while we're on the subject. This is drone footage of the event. I don't think there's any sound. No, there's not. Look at this, though. This is up the of a lava flow. Beautiful drone footage of this. Oh, did it just... It stopped for me as well. Look at that. I think it goes to slow-mo here. How did this drone not melt? Look how lucky this is, because it goes through some stuff. Oh, gosh. Dude, how did you not worry that your drone was going to get melted? The comments on this tweet are like, most drones are plastic. That would have melted. And it's like, okay, most drones, but obviously if you're thinking you're going to send a drone over a volcanic spot, you should at least make sure it can handle it, right? I don't know. Pretty insane. Let's see here. I'm just going to continue here. While volcanologists are taking the opportunity to study this eruption, archaeologists are scrambling to figure out if the lava threatens any significant sites. Based on historical records, experts believe a burial site thought to date back more than 1,000 years, perhaps belonging to a notable figure, could be right in the path of the eruption. According to the local news report, archaeologist Oddgeir Isaacson of the Cultural Heritage Agency of Iceland sped to the scene in a helicopter shortly after the eruption began, but he was not able to find evidence of the burial site before lava overran the area. I mean, okay, that would have sucked. What were you going to do? What could you have done about it, right? I mean, what was it planned? Okay, it is here. This is the burial site. And then the lava overtakes it. I mean, I'm not making light of the situation. It's just like it sucks, but, you know, he was not able to find evidence. But if he was able to, would he have taken it with him? Or is that, you know, like, would they have tried to divert the lava? Anyway. The eruption is probably going to peter out in the coming days or weeks, and the bigger earthquakes keeping people awake may also drop off for a bit. Small eruptions still release some pressure, but there are hints that the fireworks are far from over. The amount of seismic energy released for this small eruption is disproportionately high, McGarvey says. There could have been a significant amount of tectonic shifting across the peninsula, meaning additional pockets of magma could make their way to the surface. Based on the geological history of the region and studies of somewhat similar eruptions elsewhere in Iceland, another eruption from a different fissures in Rakjans Peninsula is a distinct possibility. Ilinskia says, but this could transpire in days, weeks, or months, even years. It may involve a similar amount of magma as the center current eruption, but it could release significantly more. The possibilities of future eruptions is underscored by the fact that the type of seismic shaking leading up to last week's eruption has happened before, three times before, in fact, in the past few thousand years. Historical accounts and layers of ancient volcanic rock suggest that each time this area experienced a significant increase in earthquakes, it culminates in several decades of eruptions, jumping from fissure to fissure all over the peninsula. The small and relatively safe eruption occurring now therefore provides a stellar opportunity for scientists and emergency managers to prepare for possible bursts of lava to come. If this is the start, this is good training, August Dottier says. So it's pretty cool that, I mean, it is beautiful. And I've actually never seen molten lava in my own life. I feel like I would be one of these people that go there to stand in front of it. I think Nisha actually has. She was sailing around in the South Pacific, and she actually went to a volcano. I think it was active. I'm not actually sure now if it was active or not, if she was able to see molten lava or not, but very cool. One of my bucket list items, as you can say. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about space. Ooh, you know I love it. Let me spin this here UFO because we're talking about space. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about space now. Check this out. I got two different stories here. Okay, very cool stuff. All right, carbon ring molecules tied to life were found in space for the first time. Okay. We didn't find life, but we found some of the keys to life, right? Carbon, we're carbon, I'm carbon, you're carbon. This is carbon-based everything. Check us out. It was discovered in an interstellar cloud. The components are more abundant than predicted. Complex carbon-bearing molecules that could help explain how life got started have been identified in space for the first time. These molecules, called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, consist of several linked hexagonal rings of carbon with hydrogen atoms at the edges. Astronomers have suspected for decades that these molecules are abundant in space, but none have been directly spotted before. Simpler molecules with a single ring of carbon have been seen before, but we're now excited to see that we're able to detect these larger PAHs for the first time in space, says astrochemist Brett McGuire of MIT, whose team reports the discovery in the March 19th Science. Studying these molecules and other like them could help scientists understand how the chemical precursors to life might get started in space. Carbon is such a fundamental part of chemical reactions, especially reactions leading to life's essential molecules, McGuire says. This is our window into a huge reservoir of them. Since the 1980s, astronomers have seen a mysterious infrared glow coming from the spots within our galaxy and others. Many suspected that the glow comes from PAHs, but could not identify a specific source. The signals have several different PAHs overlap too much to tease any of them apart, like a choir blending so well the ear can't pick out individual voices. Instead of searching the infrared signals for a single voice, McGuire and colleagues turned to radio waves, where different PAHs sing different songs. The team trained the powerful Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia on TMC-1, a dark cloud about 430 light-years from Earth near the constellation Taurus. Previously, McGuire had discovered that the cloud contains benzonitrile, a molecule made of a single carbon ring, so he thought it was a good place to look for more complicated molecules. The team detected 1 and 2 cyanophthalene, 2-ringed molecules with 10 carbons, 8 hydrocarbons, and 1 nitrogen atom. The concentration was fairly diffuse, McGuire says. If you fill the inside of your average compact car with gas from TMC-1, you'd have less than 10 molecules of PAH we detected. But it was a lot more than the team expected. The cloud contains between 100,000 and 1 million times more PAHs than theoretical models predicted should have, or that it should. It's insane. That's way too much, McGuire says. There are two ways that PAHs are thought to form in space: out of the ashes of dead stars, or by direct chemical reactions in interstellar space. Since TMC-1 is just beginning to form stars, McGuire expected that any PAHs it contains ought to have been built by direct chemical reactions in space. But that scenario can't account for all the PAH molecules the team found. There's too much to be explained easily by stellar ash, too. That means something is probably missing from astrochemists' theory on how PAHs can form in space. We're working in uncharted territory here, he says, which is exciting. Identifying PAHs in space is a big thing, says astrochemist Alessandra Ricca of the SETI Institute in Mountain View, California, who is not involved in the new study. The work is the first one that has shown that these PAH molecules actually do exist in space. Before, it was just a hypothesis. Ricca's group is working on a database of infrared PAH signals that the James Webb Telescope, slated to launch in October, can look for. All this is going to be very helpful for JWST and the research in carbon in the universe. I actually have a whole segment I've been meaning to do on the James Webb Telescope, which was supposed to be in space 5-6 years ago, back in 2015, and it's just been pushed back and pushed back, and it's kind of a mess, and it's probably better because it probably would have failed. It's a long story, but I am very much looking forward for the James Webb Telescope to get into space. All right, now, this is the other article I have, which is equally cool, okay? Something also exciting. Scientists shocked at water and organic material found on an asteroid for the first time. This is a separate story, but equally exciting, because this is the kind of stuff that we're going to keep finding until we find actual life, right? Scientists have found water and organic material on the surface of an asteroid sample collected from the solar system, the first time that such material has been found on an asteroid. The sample, which was only a single grain, came from the asteroid Itokawa by the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, first Hayabusa mission in 2010. It shows both water and organic material that originate not from an alien world, but from the asteroid itself. Researchers from Royal Holloway, University of London, suggest that the asteroid had been evolving for billions of years by incorporating the liquid and organic material in the same way Earth does. The asteroid has weathered extreme heat, dehydration, and shattering, but managed to reform and hydrate using material it picked up. The study also shows that S-type asteroids, which are the most common ones that come to Earth, can contain raw components of life. This could rewrite our knowledge of the history of life on Earth, which previously focused on carbon-rich C-type asteroids. The Hayabusa mission was a robotic spacecraft developed by Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency to return samples from a small near-Earth asteroid named Itokawa for detailed analysis in laboratories on Earth. Dr. Queenie Chan from the Department of Earth Sciences at Royal Holloway said in a statement, "After being studied in great detail by an international team of researchers, our analysis of a single grain nicknamed Amazon has preserved both primitive, unheated, and processed heated organic matter within 10 microns, a thousandth of a centimeter of distance." Now that is freaking cool, if you ask me. The organic matter that has been heated indicated that the asteroid had been heated to over 600 degrees Celsius in the past. The presence of the unheated organic matter very close to it means that in the fall of primitive organics arrived on the surface of Itokawa after the asteroid had cooled down. The scientists' research entitled Organic Matter and Water from Asteroid Itokawa were published in this journal Scientific Reports. These findings are really exciting as they reveal complex details of an asteroid's history and how its evolution pathway is so similar to that of the prebiotic Earth, Dr. Chan added. It is hoped that the analysis of the sample will set the groundwork for more detailed analysis of other samples. JAXA's Hayabusa 2 mission returned piece of the asteroid Ryugu last year, bringing back a piece of a celestial rock that was only 38 centimeters in diameter. In 2019, samples from the asteroid Bennu revealed that it was in fact older than scientists previously thought, providing a new look on how the evolution of the solar system developed. Observations of Bennu also confirmed the presence of widespread and abundant hydrated materials, as well as surprising presence of large boulders. This is just going to keep happening. The more we go into space, the more we make space a normal thing. We're going to be finding this kind of stuff all over the place until we find living bacteria, living organisms, some space tardigrade. Like, who knows what we're going to find, but we are going to find something out there. I'm telling you. And side note, it's kind of cool. Lego is launching a space shuttle Discovery. I'm such a nerd when it comes to space, and I grew up with Legos, so kind of excited about that. I'm probably not going to get it, but who knows? Maybe I'll find a spot for it somewhere. All right. All right, let's get into some super chats. I see a lot of you super chatting me. Thank you so much, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great day. Exciting stuff. Have you guys been in an earthquake before? Earthquakes are crazy. It reminds us that Earth has all the power, right? We are nobody if the Earth says, get off me. Not that it is capable of doing that. I mean, maybe, but look at what it's doing over in Iceland right now. I mean, people can't sleep. It could open up the ground. It's crazy, man. The Earth is an amazing place. We are lucky to be here. 7FD says, hey, Adam, love your show. Did you know the EPA is trying to destroy car tuning and with it racing / American tradition? This issue goes unnoticed. It's very bad for us all. Awareness needed. SEMA has a petition up our RPM Act. Interesting. That's not really surprising that they're trying to destroy car tuning. I don't know anything about it, but I will look into it. Cornwallis says, hear about the Boulder shooting. RIP. I saw it right before I was going live, and I there wasn't I didn't know they at the time that I saw it there was no details. There was just police had arrived. I'm sure maybe new stuff has come up. I'm not really sure what's going on with it. I know it was in some grocery store in Colorado. I hope no one got hurt. You said RIP. Maybe someone got hurt. I really hope that's not the case. J. Rico says, hey, Adam, I'm very surprised my rep was the one who shared the pics of the facility. He was vocally against the wall. The backtracking is frustrating. Really? Yeah. Well, I bet they're wishing the wall was completed now. Jeez. Guy Gard says, thank you for the good coverage and good vibes, Adam. You and Tim have given me hope and motivation over the past 12 months. I've been unemployed from COVID and happy to announce I start my new job. Woo! In tech this Wednesday. Stay strong, Guy. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you. You got your new job. Doesn't that feel good? You got a purpose. You're working, making money, spinning this UFO just for you, bud. Congratulations. That's great news. Walba Threadkiller says, better not be any volcanoes in Kansas. We have been having earthquakes. Oh, we have been having earthquakes. Oh, wow. Goodness sakes. Yeah, I hope everything stays. I don't know anything about earthquakes in Kansas, huh? Interesting. 7 dead. Is that real? Over in Colorado with the shooting? Is that what I'm hearing? I saw someone posted it in chat. Jonathan says, well, I was hoping for an asteroid. I guess I'm going to have to settle for a volcanic activity. Well, you're probably not in Iceland, but who knows, right? Who knows? Let's see here. J. Rico, and it is a crisis, and the violence does spill over. What's more frustrating is some of these politicians have never visited these border towns. Yeah, they don't even know what it's like. It's all just numbers to them. It's all just money. That's really what it is. They don't care. They don't care about the people that live down there. They don't even care about the illegal immigrants. Jen Psaki saying, it's not a crisis because we're helping these people. You don't care. You can't convince me that you do. You don't even care. Why don't you help the American people that need your help? Huh? They want to scream about free healthcare, but it's like, it's not free. Who's going to pay for it? How are you going to pay a doctor? Who pays the doctor if it's free healthcare? Are you going to raise taxes? So then it's not free. Taxes will end up paying for it. God, don't even get me started on it. My goodness, these people. Jason Dixon says, I want you to know, I get off work around the time you start your podcast. I look forward to it like a good sitcom. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Jason. And I love the bell you gave me. That's amazing, buddy. I really appreciate those kind words. That means a lot to me. I like that. Thank you very much. Mark Robershaw says, the way lava looks, you just want to touch it, but don't. Or maybe just cook some bacon on it, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, I just had a super chat jump. You guys are the best. My goodness. This is from Mark G. Are your dikes lethargic? Are you unable to produce magma bombs? Can't get your smoke plume high, sky high? Then drink Krigler coffee. Fagendalsfall blend. Pour directly into your magma chamber. Maybe I should do a new blend, a Fagradalsfall blend, and we'll just do like gamer blend meeting like the whatever the strong. We'll just make it like the strongest coffee blend that I can create. We'll mix the espresso blend and the gamer's blend and just have like this epic strong coffee blend. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, my sister's FaceTiming me. Let's say hi to my sister. Hey, I'm live right now. How you doing, Chels?
You're live on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm live on my YouTube channel. How you doing?
I'm sitting with your brother that are excited to listen to your podcast.
Oh, cool. You're hearing yourself right now. I mean, you guys, I'm actually live. You're kind of being rude. A little rude to call right now. If you know I'm live.
We should FaceTime him.
This is my sister and my brother. Hey, guys, I love you. Hey, did you get your Krigler coffee mugs?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
cool. I tried the coffee. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh, this is my brother. He said he's tried the coffee and it's absolutely amazing. Nice.
And you should call your sister back when she calls you occasionally.
Yeah, that part I'm not. You know, it's okay.
You're not as great with that part. That's fine. Okay, yeah. Love you.
All right, love you.
Wait. Put your face in there so I can. No, put your face in there.
What?
There you go. Okay.
I'm doing a show right now.
Smile.
I'm live. I've got people watching me.
Love you.
Okay, bye. You know, when your sister FaceTimes you, you just kind of, you got to say what up to her. that's fun. Anyway, where was I? Hey, Robert Wiles, how you doing, buddy? Have a blessed night in life doing what you love, and thanks for all you do for us, Adam. Can you let me know when you get the package I sent? Hope you like it. I will absolutely let you know, Robert. Absolutely. I should probably check out the P.O. box. Chat's going nuts right now. Oh, I love my family. Shout out to my family who's watching right now, and shout out to the family that's not watching also. So just a simple shout out to my family because they're fantastic. Let's see. Hera Hazar says, I live in Iceland. We have had pretty intense earthquakes here for weeks. Makes me seasick and wobbly. Oh, that sucks. Well, supposedly it's supposed to die down, but also it could last for 100 years. So, sorry to let you know, could last 100 years. Mark Robershaw says, do you want to swim in lava and hot magma? Why not try Krigler coffee? It's the only brew that'll give you 100% heat resistant. Only lasts 10 minutes. Not an actual Krigler coffee ad. Not associated with Krigler coffee. Krigler coffee will not actually give you heat, 100% heat resistance. I feel like I had to throw that in there. Mark Robershaw is trying to get me sued by somebody who jumps in lava and says, but I drank Krigler coffee. But what would I don't know. He again says, space clouds are the best clouds. The asteroids want their stuff back. No, who knows? The Unrepresented says Joe Arpaio creates tent city to house inmates, the Democrats. That's humane. Also the Democrats, let's house children in this tent. Yeah. I mean, don't get me started on Democratic hypocrisy. Oh, goodness sakes. Mark Robichaud says Planet X have Mecha Godzilla. So we should watch out, right? Goodness sake. This beard is like starting to get obnoxious again. It may be time to get rid of the beard. I'm telling you, there's a point where it doesn't do what I want it to do. And I'm like, it starts getting like, ugh. You guys are going to tune in one day and this is going to be gone. All right. The beard comes and goes. All right. Everyone was upset when I got rid of it was really beardy back in the day. But now I'm like, I don't know if I wanted to get full beard. The man behind the screen says Planet X marks the spot. Maybe. Mark again says magma roasted coffee beans. Ooh, I wonder if we could do that. Probably not. I mean, but we can dream, right? Never stop dreaming, people. Never stop dreaming. Brewmaster Monk says, how single is your sister? One of my sisters is currently single. The one you just met, she is very much married, happily. She is the boss of her house and her four children. Technically, she only has three, and she's married to one child, but he's fantastic. Let's see. The man behind the screen says, you're like me with calling back my siblings. Well, you're right. I'm not the best at it. Black Magic says, best show ever. Let's see if you got the magic. Let's see if you got it. I'm going to roll the die. Where'd the die go? Where's my dice? Oh, here we go. I want to see if you've got this. If you guess this number, Black Magic, I'm going to freak out. You've guessed like so many in a row. I don't even know. I don't know how it's possible. But your name is Black Magic. Maybe that has something to do with it. All right. I've rolled the die. If you guess this number, I'm going to freak out, man. I'm going to freak out. I'm watching. All right. I'm watching chat. Turk says, super chill show, Adam. Love the topics. Thank you. I love it, too. This is my jam. I'm definitely going to be doing more of this kind of stuff. All right, here we got the numbers rolling in. I'm going to see if I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see who guesses this. I swear, if he guesses, it's going to freak me out. All right, we don't have a winner yet. All right, the numbers are rolling in. There we did. We've got a winner. It's Crippler 101. Congratulations, Crippler. You won absolutely nothing. Very nice. Little ding of the bell. You won absolutely nothing. Black Magic, I'm a little disappointed. Why didn't you guess 16? What happened? What happened to the magic? You lost the magic, my friend. Mark says, at least they will get a Darwin Award. Yeah, maybe. If I had superpowers, I would swim in lava flow to flex. That's a pretty boss flex. Would lava kill 100% of germs? The cure? Maybe. Who knows? Robert Wild says, I get my root canal done tomorrow morning, so after that I'll be able to see how much money I have left, and I'll be able to order some coffee. Be blessed. Oh, man, that is great. I've had tooth pain. I can't stand tooth pain. It sucks so much. Seriously, I'm so happy for you, dude, because tooth pain sucks. Goodness sakes, does that suck. I'm going to roll the die one more time. I'm going to give you one more chance, Black Magic. You got one more chance. All right, here we go. I'm going to roll it. I'm going to roll it one more time. All right. Good luck. Good luck. Have fun. And we'll see what happens. I hope the people are okay in Boulder. I'm going to do it. Let me do a check. Let's see. Boulder shooter. Let's just see what's going on over there. All right. We got the numbers rolling in. Oh, Dakota Dad coming in hot with a 12 right off the bat. You were like the third guess. It was 12. Dakota Dad, congratulations. You've won the game. Dakota Dad, a longtime watcher, a longtime supporter of the show. Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate that. Adam's sister says, I'm happily married, you thirsty punks. That, of course, I don't know who this mysterious person is. I think it's Ibi Ripinum, but I'm not sure. who does all these fun super chats to me with the different, you're always coming in hot with the fun things, but I don't know who it is, and I don't know why I think it's Ibe ripping them, but I think it's Ibe ripping them. Anyway, a good kind thank you to whoever does that, because you do it a lot, and I appreciate you, because that's fantastic. All right, doesn't seem like there's a lot of information about the active shooter. It just says that there's still an active shooter. Let's see. Supermarket in Boulder. Yeah, they're gathering outside. I don't know much about it, but it's really a shame. This is so sad when you see this kind of stuff. All right, Mark says, as if married people had stopped people before. Yeah, that's a good point. That's true. Jonathan says, a week from today, my daughter goes under the knife. It's been a challenge, and the anticipation, I'm so sorry, the anticipation is freaking out everyone involved. Jonathan, I'm going to just send some energy into the air that everything's going to work perfectly. Everything's going to go great, and she's going to get through this. All right? That's just the energy that you got to carry and believe it 100%. Because I believe thought is a powerful thing. So everyone out there, just give a little positive energy for Jonathan and his daughter. Next week, there's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenging time for him and his family. So Jonathan, you know, just sending you some good energy, my friend. All right, Adam's sister says, I'll be honest, it's me, Tim. Yeah, right, Tim doesn't watch my show. Mavis says, black magic is guessing wrong on purpose so we don't figure out his black magic. Ah. There it is right there, right? Mavis, I mean, you've called it before. You've called it before. You know what I'm saying? And I'll probably be going around the moon in a couple years. I mean, obviously I'm hoping. That's funny. Nothing is stronger than your will. Exactly. Yep, exactly. And actually, I can't wait to talk to Zuby, because that's kind of, where's his book? I don't know where I put it. In Zuby's book, it's about helping people work out, right? And it's, the first chapter is like, you can work out if you want, but unless you have the mindset to set your mind to say, I'm going to work out and I'm going to get swole or at least lose this weight or do whatever this is. If you don't have the mindset and believe that you're going to do it, you're not going to do it. So, like, state of mind is everything. You could be optimistic or pessimistic. you could take that as you will. Mark Robershaw says, Tim is Adam's sisters. That makes sense. No. That is weird. That is weird. Let's move away from that. why wouldn't Tim watch? Really? Come on. Why would he watch? I don't believe it. And if he does watch my show, you come in here right now, Tim, and prove it to me. You're not live. You got 30 minutes. You come into my studio right now and say, I, in fact, do watch your show, you punk. You can also call me whatever you'd like, and I would deserve it. I'll be waiting. Quarter hair past the freckle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Pat says, hope you're doing well, Adam. Thank you, Pat. I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm enjoying my life. I woke up this morning. It's pretty good. Tonight, I'm actually going to be playing with my good buddy, Shinra. He's basically my main gaming homie. Now, you all know the Fernk. I actually, shout out to the Fernk. I got my Fernk beanie here. One of the very few in existence, the Fernk beanie. Love this beanie. It's actually really thin and comfortable. You know, we like beanies in this house. But I'm going to be playing finally with my boy Shinra, because he's gotten on he got a new Xbox, and I've got the PlayStation, and he doesn't have a PC. So we're doing, it's difficult to find a game where we can play. Well, he's back on Call of Duty. Very exciting to play with Shinra Khan. Shout out to Shinra. What up, dog? And we are going to be able to play. So tonight I'll be streaming, and he actually started streaming as well. So I'm really excited about that. Mark says maybe get tips on how to treat guests. Well, you're talking to me? I don't know who you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to embellish on that. That simple. Nope. How you doing? I hate when shootings happen, not only because of the loss of life, but it gives anti-gun individuals ammo to pass gun control legislation. Nailed it. Yep, I agree completely. Turk says, that's my go-to line. I woke up today. I'm great. I know. How can you complain? You woke up. Congratulations. You're still alive. You still exist on this planet. Good for you. That's fantastic. Let's see. Mark says, at least Ian gets listened to here. You said it. That's all I'll say. I really do enjoy having Ian on the show. No, I'm not going to even read that, Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer. All right, I'll read it. It says, your sister's balding is attractive. P.S. SN11, when? I don't think SpaceX has announced when they're going to attempt SN11, but judging on how they've progressed, I think that's going to be successful, and they're gonna land it. Mark Robichaud says, Adam is the best host in that house. Well, thank you, sir. I will graciously accept that award for the best host in that house. Woo! Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You guys are fantastic. Shout out to you. That's right. All of you right now listening to my show, thank you. Because not only did I wake up, not only do I have an amazing life, not only do I have an amazing wife, not only do I have great friends and an incredible family that FaceTimes me just to tell me how great my coffee is while I'm live on air, you know, I have an awesome group of people that show up for me. Thank you. Thank you. And hi, Mom. I know you're there. I saw you talking in chat. Milton Bradley says, Team Ian. Yes. You guys gotta convince Ian to just forget that show and just be in my show. You were my co-host. Come on. Come back to me, Ian. And stay for the super chats. Come back to me, Ian. Dr. Fox says, your coffee is awesome. I love it. Well, if Dr. Fox says it, that's all the proof you should need to know that my coffee is the best, right? It's awesome. Sejong, hey, how you doing, buddy? Who has the better beard, you or your sister? Me, only me. And I have a better beard than my brother. That's right. You heard me, bro. I'm talking to you right now. This is between you and I. Better beard. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jealous. Matt, I just want to clarify. I'm talking to you, Matt. Yeah. Better beard. Mm-hmm. I know you can't have one right now, but even if you could, mine's better. Shh. My show. You shush. Mark Robichaud says, well, I do fund your lifestyle. You do, Mark. Thank you. I know, and I appreciate all of your super chats. Mark Robichaud is probably my number one super chatter. So thank you, Mark. I appreciate you. I give you a ding and a spin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is the Earth still spinning? Earth is spinning still. My Timcast IRL Earth. I love my stolen objects. I feel like a pirate. I'm prepping myself to play Sea of Thieves with Darth Call eventually. Because he steals everything. Dinnerman says, still interested in the average Joe guest idea you had. Yeah, maybe. But my idea with the average Joe guest thing, this is something that I was actually meaning, I was thinking about doing before I even thought of, before Tim even invited me to do a show together. And we all know how that went. But I wanted to go around the country to just find people and just be like, what's your life like? What do you deal with? What are you grateful for? What are the problems you deal with? What is it like living in this area? You know, what kind of things do you do here? And just traveling around and just doing that. I would really like that. Something like that. Mark says, what do you get from fencing splinters? Well, if it's a wooden fence, what if it's a metal razor wire fence, right? I mean, use the imagination. What, you know, bloody behind, I guess, right? Paula says, being grateful for every day and do the best to be better than the day before. Life isn't hard. We make it hard. Keep up the amazing work, brother. Paulo, thank you for those kind words. I agree 100%. 100%. Small Rabid Monkey, love your name. That's fantastic. Would you be down to play a live game of magic with Tim, Ian, and Jeremy when he's at the compound later this week? It'd be cool however you'd arrange it. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that Jeremy's coming by. And I heard that he mentioned something about maybe doing something with me, aka potentially joining me on my show. That would be cool, Jeremy. And for those who listen to my show and Jeremy's show, definitely pester him and be like, you have to do Adam's show while you're there. I will disown you. I will unsubscribe. I think that works really well. The you know, yelling at him that I will unsubscribe, maybe that'll get him to do my show when he gets here. But yeah, I'm totally down. Absolutely. It would be fun to do a game of magic. The man behind the screen says, shut up and take Mark's money. I will take Mark's happily. Winners drink Krigler coffee. Don't believe me? Ask someone losing. I bet they have never heard of Krigler coffee. Nice, Jason. I like that one. Mark Robershaw says, I'm grateful for the sun. It gives us life. Praise the sun. Jolly cooperation. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, random question, do you like button-up shirts? Not really. Nah, not a big fan. No. Josh and Jesus says, when are you having me on? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. Mazo says, Jerbear and Adam, dream team. Oh my gosh, right? Me and Jeremy together in the same stream? Well, you kind of got a piece of it a couple times. I actually was on his show 6 months ago. In fact, he was the first person to reach out to me and said, you know what? Why don't you come on to my show? We won't talk about what happened. We'll just talk about you and what you want to do. I just thought that was very cool of him. Mark says, zippers are better than buttons. Yeah, I don't wear zip-up shirts either. I mean, I wear zip-up hoodies, like my tool hoodie that you see me wearing sometimes. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my show, everybody. I've got a couple fun guests for the week. You guys will see as the week progresses. Anyway, thank you for showing up for me like you always do. Thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, smash that like button. All right, get a little smash it going on before you leave, if you don't mind. And also share this video, also very much helps me out. And subscribe if you haven't subscribed. I know I should probably do that at the beginning or in the middle. I'm not the best at doing that. Mark says, bros before? No, I actually didn't know. I didn't know of him before that. So it was cool to hear from him. But thank you all very much. And I will see you all tomorrow or later tonight on my Twitch stream. I'm going to be playing some Call of Duty with my buddy Shinra Khan. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.